Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Andy Schufelt, who's a science teacher at Kennewa School in Okemos. Good evening, Andy.
How you doing, Cheryl?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Shrek the Musical is coming to Wharton Center tomorrow, and we all know the big ogre is green. But you help some students who are working to make the audiences think in terms of green as well.
Yeah, my partner teacher I've been working with on the particular classroom, our exploratory part of our building, Eric Stibe, is really the mastermind behind that. But yeah, I came up with a whole. Going green versus the color, obviously, going with recycling. And once he laid out that vision with the students, when we started working with them, they just were very excited to get that art piece going. So,
And what they did over how long a time were they collecting things to get ready to take this to the Wharton Center?
Yeah, they had asked the cafeteria to hold on to the milk bottles, the chocolate milk bottles, the juice bottles, I mean, water, those small water bottles they drink, all that. They've been collecting that for weeks. Also, Eric had them bring in cereal boxes, paper towels, toilet paper tubes, the cardboard tubes. Computers were brought in, computer parts. The kids love tearing that apart. I tell you, nowadays kids don't have a chance to be creative and imagine and, do the things. I know I was growing up, being 48, and I'll remember that kind of creativity. And the kids really loved tearing that apart and putting that all together with glue guns, like screwdrivers. We use recycled wood. So every part of all the structures that were put together at the Wharton were all recycled materials that, like I said, either donated by parents or recycled from the cafeteria.
So this last week, all the things they had gathered and took apart and re-put together in a new form, they were able to go over to the Wharton Center and what we call install kind of sculptures with all of these recyclables.
Correct. I just want to thank my principal, Bob Greenhoe, and my principal, John Hood, and the Okemos Grounds, the custodians, the parent group that paid for the buses over there. They gave us the 3 hours to get over there, and we just finished in time to come back and threw a little pizza party for all their hard work. But just made the kids' day. They just loved it. The Lansing State Journal came over, and Channel 10 was there and took pictures. I think some of the kids got in the news, they got the picture in the paper. So, and for some students, this was, and everybody gets some of that good stuff. And to me, as a teacher, this is the kind of things you like to see kids get involved in and really get fired up about. And the kids did a great job putting it together.
And I have seen some of the pictures from the Lansing State Journal. These installations will stay throughout the run of Shrek?
Yeah. And we've had other people even inquire about maybe purchasing some of the pieces. Or we actually have, Eric was telling me there's a recycling company up in North Lansing up in Old Town that has called him and seen what they can do to work with us for future projects. So it really has blossomed into other things. So we're really excited about that opportunity for the kids.
Well, and I know your enthusiasm for the students. So anytime they get to do something hands-on like this and then get some kudos from the community, it's just all good.
It is all good. And I just really appreciate the Wharton Center and Eric and I just, the support from the Wharton Center and, like I said, the community in large. All people who had sponsored, Shrek and the people, the directors over there, everybody was just so accommodating about the kids bringing in the material, putting the sculpture together. So, yeah, when you get that kind of community support, and that's one thing that I like about the Okemos community, is you get that kind of support all the time, and it really helps as a teacher with your students.
Absolutely. And Wharton, they try to partner with schools on curriculum issues like this, recycling and going green and stuff, and this just gave us a good opportunity, huh?
Absolutely. I know they talked again with Eric. He was the driving force, and he mentioned they've talked to him about that and maybe doing more of these things in the future. And on that note, I just want to quickly make a little sidebar here that we're now making robots out of recyclables with computers and cardboard boxes, another project Eric's done in the past. And so we're looking, so if anybody's out there listening, if they'd like to donate to Kennewa 5-6 building, we're doing some more of these kind of projects, and kids are really enthused about that. And again, just tying in, the recycling with building and getting hands-on and get kids. I know when I was growing up, they still had shop class. I know, again, I'm hating myself, but kids I don't think have had that opportunity. And I know if I was them in the computerized age, I wouldn't either. But again, you used to use tools and glue guns and, you know, cooperation and using your imagination. You know, all those things, you know, those things are kind of fading a little bit. It's nice to see that kind of plugged back in.
Well, it's all good. I'm going to Shrek tomorrow. I'm going to make sure I take a look at these installations. Andy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jill. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Andy Shufelt at Kinawa School in Okemos. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.